Google has solidified its commitment to this growing AI industry, I think, right now with a whopping $2 billion investment into Anthropic. I think this is really positioning it like right neck and neck with OpenAI as a major beneficiary of big tech investments. Anthropic has been sucking up a ton of money all throughout the year. And, you know, at the beginning of the year when OpenAI had $10 billion, that seemed like insane. That seemed like they were miles ahead of everyone else. And it's been really fascinating to watch a number of other players slowly soak up money and grow very quickly. Anthropic is definitely, you know, one of those that has, I think right now, they're probably right behind OpenAI as the most invested in AI company. And I think the underlying sentiment seems to be that if tech companies can't keep up with the rapid evolution of AI, they might as well put their money where the innovation is happening. And so, you know, Google, of course, is working on their own AI tech. They got Google Bard and all that. But it would appear that a lot of people are going towards other platforms. Anthropic's Claude has been incredibly popular. It's one I've used a lot and have been very impressed with. And it looks like Google is feeling the same way. So this latest financial undertaking, I think, which was disclosed by some insiders to the Wall Street Journal, is going to see an upfront $500 million with a potential add-on of up to $1.5 billion. The conditions of this phased investment, I think, is still under wraps, right? This is kind of leaked. This wasn't a public announcement. So while Anthropic is not making a lot of comments on this, I think the similarities to Microsoft's massive deal into OpenAI earlier this year, I don't think you can really ignore them. And at the same time, Amazon made a $4 billion promise to Anthropic as well, where it's kind of the same thing. They said, we'll invest up to $4 billion. So they don't necessarily give them the $4 billion today, but they're like, yeah, there's probably some milestones and benchmarks in place. So I think the race for the AI-dominated AI investment is definitely narrowing, but I think the stakes are increasing at this point. So this whole surge in investment really highlights an emerging pattern that I see, which is essentially, it's kind of like a proxy war where there's a few champions that exist. And I think despite their technical power, big companies like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, they lack the in-house capabilities to kind of independently rival some of these AI startups, OpenAI, Anthropic. And I think it's particularly in areas of LLMs where these are essentially these things are redefining business models. They're becoming indispensable. Future platforms are already integrating them into everything they're doing. And so I think this kind of explains the scramble to secure a stake in these top AI companies. But I think these investments aren't just about the cash injections. So for AI companies, establishing and managing the infrastructure to profitably build and deploy these models at scale is definitely a daunting task. We've heard from OpenAI just how much money they're spending on compute. That's why they had to go make a partnership with someone like Microsoft, who would give them special access to Azure, their cloud platform, to really cover a lot of this really prohibitive compute power that they're using. And I think we're seeing the same thing from companies like Anthropic. They made special deals with AWS and Google Cloud. So I think partnerships are not just about the money, but also kind of about the resources, compute credits, and, you know, collaborative assistance that they'll be able to get from these partners. Recently, Dario Amodei, who's Anthropic's CEO and co-founder, he was speaking at, I think, TechCrunch's Disrupt conference last month, and he had some hints towards a new incoming financial boost that they were going to have. He said, quote, "We've only been around for a little over 2.5 years. In that time, we've managed to raise $1.5 billion, and I think relatively soon we're going to be in a position to do more with more." So I think this kind of aligns with Anthropic's previously revealed goals to raise over $5 billion to compete head on head with OpenAI. That's really the amount that they've been saying they wanted to raise. And it seems like they're getting closer and closer to this goal with all of these different partnerships that they're building. So I think rather than kind of casting a wide net, Anthropic appears to be essentially just focusing in on the enterprise sector. Amodei said, quote, "Our sweet spot so far has been kind of knowledge work and professional services." He kind of also covered and stressed the significance of safety and transparency, particularly for corporate clients who need, you know, clarity on performance and compliance for their stakeholders and also regulators. I think the big question remains, you know, what is fueling this multi-billion dollar frenzy? Developing, launching, maintaining these AI models requires a ton of capital. The race is on to develop a model efficient enough to operate at a fraction of the current cost. That's what a lot of these companies are really working on right now because they're so cost prohibitive. So while OpenAI offers its, you know, product for free, essentially you can use ChatGPT for free, Anthropic is a little bit more conservative They are essentially highlighting a clear disparity between the costs of AI development and I think the immediate returns. And then documents, I think, from within Anthropic suggest that there is an ambitious plan to allocate $1 billion by the end of 2024 to their next-gen A model or AI model, which they're calling Claude Next. So I think this whole escalating competition really kind of underscores the dynamics of the AI sector. I think in order to maintain a leading edge, it's not just about spending, but about spending wisely for big companies like Google, Microsoft, Amazon. These are essentially direct competition in the AI space. I think that they are all going to be fighting very hard to stay relevant. In the interim, I think they're going to continue to kind of channel the resources supporting innovation as it unfolds organically. So whatever companies like Anthropic or OpenAI that are kind of leading the pack, they're going to place bets on those to make sure that they don't get left behind if their own in-house tech isn't up to snuff or doesn't receive the adoption they want. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Obviously, billions of dollars are being put into this space. So we're going to follow this very closely.